Studio 360.
I'm going to make it worse.
Sorry.
American politics has never seen anything quite like the Donald Trump for President show.
Most people know Lawrence O'Donnell as the host of The Last Word every night on MSNBC. But earlier in his career, he worked as a top aide to Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan and as staff director for the Senate Finance Committee. He's also fictionalized that world. He was a writer on The West Wing, and he created an NBC show about the Senate called Mr. Sterling. So, Lawrence, as both this analyst of politics every night on a news channel and this storyteller who makes up political characters and plots, let's say you're writing a script with a Donald Trump character in it.
which no one ever did.
Exactly.
No one imagined it. He has shamed fiction writers.
So let's imagine he hasn't happened yet, and you're writing this script, you're creating him. How do you introduce him with those little telegraphic ways that script writers say who this guy is?
I think the very first words that you would hear him say, no matter what the setting was, the very first words would be, "To tell you the truth." The very first words, which is an invention of salesmen. Human beings don't use it. We don't say, "To be honest with you," which Donald Trump does in every paragraph.
To be honest with you.
And no other politicians do, by the way, because they understand the implication. That if I say to you now,
To be honest with you. Did I have to be honest, okay?
It means what I just said, I wasn't being honest. So this is the moment,
yeah.
Right? So forget the previous paragraph because I didn't put that in there.
Right. That's interesting. The salesman playing for time is an interesting. That's who that character is.
Oh, absolutely, it is. This character exists. You know,
David Mamet plays
at every used car lot in America. Salesmen became salesmen by hanging around other salesmen, and that's how Donald Trump did it, by hanging around his father, who was the same thing.
Right,
and they all sound that way.
A character like Donald Trump, not just that part of him, but the whole package, that really – I can't imagine such a character being written into The West Wing.
And here is why. The character is not believable. If you came into the West Wing writers' room and said, "Here's who I want to create as the Republican candidate for president," I would be the first. I'd be as polite as I could. I'd let you go on for a full 3 minutes, and then I would say, "That's impossible. No one will vote for this person." And the problem for our audience is that they won't believe it. And we needed our audience to believe that this could happen.
Although, hasn't the parameters of the real world of politics been really changed, maybe forever, by Donald Trump?
Yeah, the reason we all in the pundit world underestimated the possibility of the Trump candidacy, we wildly underestimated the racist vote in America, and we wildly underestimated the uneducated vote in America, the people Trump affectionately calls the poorly educated. And what I mean by the uneducated, this goes across, it goes across resumes, okay? It includes people who went to college. We have now in America a mass inability to separate fact from fiction.
Exactly. And we've had reality television for 15, 20 years now, sort of tutoring people in blurring that.
Yeah, reality television is very much a part of the poison dose that America took that allowed Trumpism to occur. We obviously, one of the things that we didn't understand at the beginning of the Trump campaign was we underestimated the corruption of public thinking that reality TV has delivered. And reality TV is the cynical epicenter of Hollywood. It is the most cynical exercise show business has ever engaged in. Let's take these people you'd never want to live beside, like the Kardashians. Let's take the guy who fires people, the guy who everybody in the world hates, the guy who fires people. Let's give those people shows and let's say it's fun. And then also the fact that, you know, the firing people was made a game. You know, it wasn't real people.
Right.
It wasn't, you know, you fire Gary Busey, okay. You know, I guess maybe there's something funny about that.
Yeah.
You know? So it was done completely as a game, except to Donald Trump, who has lived a life of falsity his entire life. And so when he was sitting in that boardroom, he probably never felt more powerful in his life that he got to fire Gary Busey on me. Or
and it was in his Trump Tower where that took place.
Yeah.
So if you're today making a show about a female president of the United States, Hillary Clinton is the sort of person that conventionally and traditionally would have been cast as that, right?
Hillary Clinton has been on the presidential stage longer than any presidential candidate in history. She entered the presidential stage in 1992. America started watching the Clinton presidential TV series 24 years ago, and that's too old a TV series.
Right.
So before you get to, you know, we don't trust her or what she might have done or not done over the years to invite suspicion about her, her biggest problem is audience fatigue. That's her biggest problem.
Right. So losing presidential candidates tend to fade into the background after the election they lose. But Trump clearly just feeds off of all attention and the attention of this campaign. If he loses, what's that going to be like for him, do you think?
You know, for most of them, it is a real emotional shock when those cameras get packed up and disappear. And they are adrift in a way that is profound. With Trump, there is going to be a certain amount of relief because he knows that, aha, today I won't be asked a single question that I don't know the answer to. You know, imagine the life of an utter, unrelenting ignoramus every day being confronted with their own ignorance about everything, tax policy, international trade, all these things all day long. We're going to remove that burden from the life of Donald Trump. There will be a certain amount of relief to that.
Lawrence O'Donnell, it's been a great and illuminating pleasure. Thank you.
I could go on and on. Thank you very much.
Lawrence O'Donnell is the host of The Last Word on MSNBC.